God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The servant is not above his master. But everyone that is matured and perfected will be as his master. Now that, you said a mouthful when you said that. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. But notice what he said. Jesus said, I can of my own self do how much? Do how much? If it was true with him, what about you? Well, does that mean he did nothing? No. He did many works. But none of them by his own power. I'm talking about Jesus, the Master. So how did he do them? He said, I do whatever I see my Father do. I say whatever I hear my Father say. What about Peter? See, they're marveling at him. Him and John, they're looking at them like, what did you do? How did you do that? How did you do that? And see, we got masses of people in seminary and institution and Bible schools today that teach he was the first pope. And he could do that. He and John, they had special powers that they could just come by and turn on and zap you. And yet Peter, by the Holy Ghost, out of his own mouth, come on, did you read it? What did he say? Why are you looking at us? As though by our own power or holiness, we made this man to walk. So he's saying, we did not do it. You understand? If he could have done it, why hadn't he already done it? Why did they walk by the man yesterday and the day before and last week? And last month, he was laying there begging 6 months ago, 2 years ago. He's a grown man. He's been like this all his life. They said they laid him there every day. Why hadn't they already done something? And see, we hear critics of faith and people that don't know God and don't even know what faith is go, well, you healers, you know, if you really were a healer, you'd be healing these people. You'd be doing something. It's not how it works. None of these gifts of the Spirit do we possess and can use as we choose. There's nobody that has a gift of healing and can heal you when they decide to. There's nobody that's got the gift of faith and can just believe all kind of stuff as they choose. No. We're talking about praying men. Tongue-talking men. Am I right now, Peter and John? This is the third chapter. What comes before the third chapter? And in the second chapter, what were these boys doing? They were talking in tongues. Is that right? Yes. These are tongue-talking men. Yes. And they're going up here to pray. Yes, they're praying men, tongue-talking men. Does this sound like what Brother Smith Wigglesworth described? Yes. We don't know everything they felt and saw, but how many know something happened? They've walked by this man who knows how many hundreds of times. They've done this day after day after day. But today they're walking by and he says, any change for the poor? Any change for the poor? They've heard it so many times it just sounds like part of the city now. And something happened. Something happened. How many believe something dropped down in Peter and John's spirit that hadn't been there before? A gift of faith from God, and they looked at that man. How many understand boldness is coming out? He said, look here, look on us. Yes. Now, a few verses later, he says, don't look on us. But look on us. Yes. And then, I mean, he didn't ask the man if he had faith.
No, sir.
Didn't ask the man what he believed.
No, sir.
Are you ready to believe this? Will you receive this when I ministered? No, none of that.
Glory to God.
He said, I hadn't got any money on me, but I got something else.
Yes, yes.
What you got, Peter? What you got? He's got a gift.
Right.
He got a gift of faith. Well, then he had it from then on. He could do this everywhere he went. No, no, no. These things happen as the Spirit wills. To one this, to another this. One day this, another day that. He's the boss. He's the head. He's the Lord. Now go to the 14th chapter, though, real quickly. Let me give you a contrast, lest somebody that's hearing this for the first time not know the other side of this. Chapter 14, the Bible said in verse 6 that they came to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, to the region that lies round about, and there they preached the gospel. What'd they do? Now, this is already a contrast. I want you to contrast this happening from the third chapter we just got through reading. Were they preaching to this man in Acts 3? No. But here they are. Now, the common faith we all can have, how does that come? It comes by hearing that anointed word. There sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. That sounds very similar to the other one. Looking at them from the outside, they'd be almost identical in circumstance. The same heard Paul speak. Paul was steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith. He had what?
Faith.
Who had faith? The lame man. Had faith for what? Faith to be healed. Where'd he get that faith? How does faith get? It comes by here. Paul must have been preaching on healing that day. Right? Had to be. And he had to be preaching it was the will of God for all of them to be healed. Had to be. I won't get into that, but he had to be. And he said with a loud voice. And it didn't say he left where he was speaking. Didn't say he came close to the man. He just said out loud, real loud. He said, stand upright on your feet. And the man leaped and walked. Somebody said, well, that's a gift of faith too, isn't it? No. No, it's not. This is what we'd call common faith that anybody can have. Where did he get it? How many can see now, what did that 16th verse in chapter 3 of Acts say? The faith which is by him, by Jesus, made that man whole. Not the faith that comes by hearing the gospel, the faith which is by a gift of faith from Jesus, the head of the church. But I get as excited about this one as I do anything else. Why? Because I can't give myself a gift of faith, but I can preach the gospel.
Yes.
Is that right? And somebody can believe God.
Yes.
And you can have just as big a miracle.
Yes.
Just believing the word of God.
Yes.
As with a gift of the Spirit.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
Somebody say glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So let's ask for the gifts of the Spirit. Let's pray about them. Let's desire them. But we don't have to sit around twiddling our thumbs expecting nothing to happen until we get one.
Yeah.
We can be preaching the gospel and believing.
Yes.
Believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Yes.
We can believe that.
Amen.
We can have faith in that.
Amen.
But then there ought to be some special things too.
Yes.
God would do some special things. How many understand? They are not in church yet. They're outside. On the street, so to speak. Right? God wants to do special things outside the church house. And unless the Lord gives you some of these things, you know, people, you have to get them with you and get them to believe. Says, well, that's always the case. No, there are times when even though people are not believing, God can do a special thing. As a sign and a wonder.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't do it. He can do it through you.
Amen.
Go to the 9th chapter of Acts. I'm going to take a few more minutes if you can. We got folk that drove a long ways to get here tonight. And you want the whole load. I know you do. 9 and 32. It came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Rise, get up, and make your bed. And he rose immediately, and all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. The whole town turned to the Lord because of this one miracle. Nothing is said about him preaching to the man or about the man's faith or about him believing or receiving this. How many can see something else happened here? He just speaks to him. Get up! And he was healed. Verse 36, keep reading. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. The woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days she was sick and died. And they had washed her, and they laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent to him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him to the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made, and while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise, get up. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive, and it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Do we need these gifts of the Spirit to reach people that are not going to church and don't care, to shake people that think there's nothing to it? Do we need these things today, 2008? Yes, yes, yes. Now, I want you to notice something. If Peter had the power to just raise this woman up, why didn't he just go in there and do it? I said he did. No, no. Show me what's the first thing he did. Why stop and pray? If it's God's will for her to be healed, if it's God's will for her to be raised up. See, they're learning these things, aren't they? How to work with the Holy Spirit. How not to assume anything. He came in there and he knelt down and he prayed. And obviously, while he was praying, something happened.
Yes, sir.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Something dropped in him. Can you raise somebody from the dead just because you try to believe it and do it? No, you can't. And see, that's where people have messed up, isn't it? People have tried to do things. Sometimes they meant well, but they just didn't understand. When it comes to you believing for yourself, and your little kids, you don't have to wait for some gift of the Spirit. You can take authority over the enemy. You can receive your healing. You can by faith believe that you receive your miracle. You don't have to have a gift of the Spirit. But particularly when it comes to other people's lives and other situations, you can't just go in with your faith and straighten their life out and receive their miracle for them. And if people are not believing and cooperating, you'd have to have a gift of the Spirit for something to happen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Gift of Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304L. That's R1304L. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.